The Octusi are the natives of Bladu system,
she began.
They are a simple-minded species, and most Plaudons, the colonizers of Bladu Sextus, do not accept that they are truly sentients.
Are they? Asked Ramus. Saba spread her hands.
That is for Master Silgal to say, not this one,
she replied.
The Octusi speak and understand nearly 100 words, but they do not read or write, and they have no concept of time beyond now, later, and before. They use simple hand tools to dig and to shape stone, but they do not understand levers or pulleys.
Then it will depend on whose definition of sentience we apply,
Silgal said.
By the standards of the Old Republic, they would be classified as a primitive species and protected by the same laws that protect children and the mentally disabled. By Imperial standards, they would be classified as advanced livestock and treated as chattel.
And under Alliance law?
Kent asked.
From Master Sabatine's description,
Silgal replied,
I would consider them quasi-sentient. It wouldn't be legal to enslave them, and any legal dealings would need approval by a government-appointed advocate.
What about their relationship with the Blaudons?
Cam asked from his hologram.
From Master Sabatine's reaction and Monty Vaughn's report, the two species hardly seem antagonistic.
They are not,
Saba said.
The Blaudons own their Octusi. This is true, but they regard them as working pets and treat them well.
Are they imprisoned? Asked Kyle. Saba shook her head.
They are escorted to their work every day, but that is only because they would spend the day wandering otherwise. When they are done working, they are free to do as they wish.
And they don't try to escape?
Tion asked, her voice projecting from her hologram.
There is nowhere to escape to,
Saba explained.
Bladu Sextus is a mining world, and its native plant life is either poison or not worth the eating. When the Octusi grow hungry, they must return to their masters for food harvested from Bladu Octus.
And they always return to the correct master?
Tion clarified.
Not always,
Saba replied.
Sometimes they go to someone else when they are hungry. It is not legal for a Blaudon to feed someone else's property, so they are returned to their rightful owners. But if it happens several times, it is assumed the Octusi wishes to change owners, and the Blaudons come to an arrangement.
Well, that sounds like slavery, Kip said. Kind of.
But they're allowed freedoms. Most slaves are not,
Kent pointed out. He directed his gaze back to Saba.
Tell us how the Octusi are taken from their home to Sextus. Perhaps that will clarify the situation.
It won't,
Saba replied.
The Octusi ask to be taken.
Ask? Echoed Kip.
As in, would you please move me a couple of worlds down system and let me be your slave?
Yes,
Saba hissed.
Bladu Octus has a steep axial tilt, so the Octusi spend their lives migrating, following the seasons in search of good grazing. It is a hard life of moving fast, and they rarely live more than 20 standard years, barely long enough to rear their offspring.
But they have a longer lifespan on Bladu Sextus? Kyle asked.
That's why they want to serve the Blaudons?
In a way, yes,
Saba said.
When an Octusi becomes too slow to keep up, The band will often seek out a harvesting ship from Sextus and ask the Blaudons to take their beloved one. It is better than dying alone in hard weather. And Octusi have been known to live 80 years in the care of Blaudons.
And the Octusi know this how? Kyle asked. Because the Blaudons tell them? Saba shook her head.
Because other Octusi tell them,
she said.
The Blaudons bring slaves to help with the harvesting, and they are free to tell younger Octusi about life on Blaudu Sextus.
Nothing is ever simple, Kip observed. It sounds like slavery, and it doesn't.